ജയം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹർഷിയുടെ പ്രഭുപാദയ്ക്ക് ജയം. നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ണോ വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹർഷിയുടെ പ്രഭുപാദയ്ക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ടാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാംക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാംക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാംക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാംക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാംക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേത ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരു എൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരാംഗ ഹോൾ ഗ്ലോറി ശിശീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ബുധിരെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി ദിനാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണെ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യത പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാ ഇതരത അർത്ഥേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയം തേജോവാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജിതകൈതവോത്രപരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തക്ഷണാ നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഗമുഖാതമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോരസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഹ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമഃ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമജ്ജുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മൈതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിഥിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ജൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുക്കുണിതാദ്രദാനനേന്ദോഃ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാ മുരാരേർ മധുരീം ന കണികാഭി കാഭി കാഭി നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതിദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദഭ്യം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാതിഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂക്കം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതം ഏകാദശ സ്കന്ധം ഇൻ ദി ചാപ്റ്റർ 14 ഹോൾ 14 ചാപ്റ്റർ കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് ഗ്ലോറിഫൈങ് ഭക്തി ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് ഗ്ലോറിഫൈങ് അബൌട്ട് ദി ഭക്തി പ്രോസസ് കൃഷ്ണ മെൻഷൻ സോ മെനി തിങ്സ് ദേർ ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ് അബൌട്ട് ദി ബിഗിൻ വിത്ത് ഹി സെഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഫ്രം വേഴ്സ് 12 onwards, Krishna says, Mayarpidatmana sabhya niravekshasya sarvada mayatmana sumyatal kutasyad vishayatmanam. That's where Krishna begins that discussion about bhakti. And then Krishna says about the glory of a devotee, proper first-class devotee. What is that? അകിഞ്ചനസ്യ ദാന്തസ്യ ശാന്തസ്യ സമചേതസ മയാ സന്തുഷ്ട മനസ സർവേ സുഖമയാ ദിശ കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ദേർ ദാറ്റ് അകിഞ്ചനസ്യ ദാന്തസ്യ ശാന്തസ്യ സമചേതസ ഹീസ് അകിഞ്ചന ആൻഡ് ഈസ് ആൾസോ ഹാസ് ഗോട്ട് ദ മം കംപ്ലീറ്റ് കൺട്രോൾ ഓൺ ദി സെൻസസ് ദാന്തസ്യ വാട്ട് എൽസ് ശാന്തസ്യ ഹീസ് ഓൾവേസ് ഇൻ ശാന്തി ആൻഡ് ദെൻ വൈ ബിക്കോസ് സമചേതസ always seeing Krishna only everywhere in all living entities only Krishna's presence he is seeing nothing else not seeing the body anymore shandasya samachedasa maya sandushta manasa because he is absorbed in Krishna what it means is he is absorbed in spiritual life in other words absorbed in the soul not in the body we are absorbed in the body those devotees are absorbed in the soul maya sandushta manasa therefore sarve sukhamaya disha whichever direction they look in this world for them there is only happiness everywhere because they see krishna's presence in everything every living entity in the whole creation what they see is krishna not like us we see the body isn't it we see the duality and we see so many things in this world good bad and he called happiness this is all the dualities we know we see in this world they don't see that that's why krishna says there akinjanasya dandasya shandasya samajedasa maya sandushta manasa sarve sukhamaya disha having said that krishna says na parameshtam na mahendra dishnam we have seen all these verses last sunday na sarvabhaumam na rasadibatyam na yogasiddhi apunarbhavam va mayarpidalmechadi madhu ananyat that even if you offer him brahma's position indra's position or the emperor or the authority on the or control of the rasatalam planet or if you give him all the yoga siddhis ashtaishwarya siddhis or even if you offer him, tell him that there is no repeated birth or death anymore, freedom from the cycle of birth and death, still that devotee will say, Mayyarpadalmechadi Madhinanyal, that he gives more importance to absorbance in the soul, in Krishna, nothing else, and does not desire anything else apart from that. Of course, this is a very high position of a devotee. And then Krishna says in the next verse, Natadhame Priyadama Almayoni Nashangara Naja Sangarshanam Nashri Naiva Almajayada Bhavan. Krishna says, Uddhava, except you are so dear to me, to what extent? Natadhame Priyadama Almayoni. Almayoni is Brahma. Brahma is not as dear to me as you are. Shankara, Lord Shiva is not dear to me. Naja Sangarshanan, Lord Balram is not dear to me. Na Shri, nor even Lakshmi Devi is dear to me. Na Shri, naiva almacha yatha bhavan. Even to me, you are more dear to me than myself, Krishna says. In other words, how much importance Krishna says he gives to a devotee who is absorbed in Krishna. Naja Sangarshana Shri, naiva almacha yatha bhavan. Then Krishna says, what is that makes a devotee to come to that state? Niravaksham munim shandam. Nurvairam samadarshinam anubrajam yaham nityam puyeye tyankrire nubhim. Krishna is saying, nirabeksham munim shandam, that devotee who has no desire, no abeksha, does not have any desire in his heart, completely freedom from all desire. If you look into Bhagavad Gita, it is exactly the same thing Krishna says there, isn't it? Krishna says in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita also exactly the same thing. Prajahadi yadakaman sarvan partha manogadan almanyeva almanatushta. It is the same verse here spoken through the bhakti, there it is spoken through the jnanam. That's the only difference. There it is spoken as though as a jnani is speaking, here as though as a devotee is speaking. That's all the difference is. There prajahadi yadakaman sarvan partha manogadan. No more desires inside for anything. Whatever happens in this world does not disturb him. He is not at all concerned at all about it. Prajahadi yada kaman sarvan partha manogadan. What else is there? Almanyeva almanatushta. He is situated in the platform of the soul. Therefore, he is fully satisfied. And same thing here. Nirabeksham munim. He is nirabeksham. He has no desires at all. And therefore, munim shandam. He is very peaceful inside. Why? Nurvairam. He has no enemies in this world. How can be enemies when someone is seeing the soul in everything? Where is the question of enmity? That's why he says nurvairam. Why? What else? Samadarshinam. That because of the samadarshitvam, equal vision, what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sambandha Brahmane Gavi Hastini Shinijaiva Shubhagaja Pandita Samadarshina. That samadarshitvam or equal vision has happened to him, to that devotee. Therefore, anubrajamyaham nityam puyeye tyangrirenubhi. Krishna says, I follow that person. Why? I would like to purify myself from the dust from his feet. I take the dust from his feet and sprinkle on myself to purify me. Krishna says, I need the purification from such great souls. So much recognition or respect to a devotee Krishna offer, devotee of that stage. So, after saying that again, Krishna repeats the quality of a devotee. Nishkinjana mayyanurakta chetasaha shanda mahando akhila jiva valsalaha kamai analabdhadiyo jushandiyal tannairaveksham navidussukham mama. Such a devotee, Krishna says, he has nothing in this world. Nishkinjana. Then what else? Mayyanurakta chetasaha. Completely absorbed in Krishna. That means he is fixed up fully in Krishna consciousness. Mayyanurakta chetasaha. Shanda mahando akhila jiva valsalaha. Shandam. He is always in a peaceful state in the mind. Always in a peaceful state. We don't know what this peace means, isn't it? The symptom we can see with look at ourselves all the time running around here, there, everywhere. Why? There is no peace inside. It's a simple symptom of that. They think that they're doing a lot of things in this world. It's all because of the disturbance inside. Shanda mahando akhila jiva valsalaha. Such great souls who have come to that state, Akhila Jiva Valsalaha, they are kind to all the other living entities. And Kamai Analabdhadiyo Jushandiyal, then, because their intelligence is stable, it's completely fixed in Krishna. They know what they want in life. There is no doubts about anything. Kamai Analabdhadiyo Jushandiyal, their dhya or their intelligence is such that that is fixed in the self-realization process and no desires at all. Therefore, tannairaveksham navidu sukham mamam nirabeksham. Nirabeksham means there is nothing they want from anybody, anything in this world. Therefore, anyena vidu, they don't know anything else except realizing Krishna or realizing the truth, self-realization, in other words. So, So in all these verses, you can see Krishna gives the stresses on bhakti, on the bhakti. Then, as a conclusion, he says, Vadhyamanobi malbhatta vishayai ajidendriya praya pragalbhaya bhaktya vishayar nabhi vuyade. Uddhava, one who has come to this, is taken seriously bhakti process, for him, Vadhyamanobi malbhatto vishayai ajidendriya, that he has, that whatever he is affected by in this world, whatever happens to him, even if he is not completely controlled on his senses, sometimes by chance he loses his control on the senses, praya pragalbhaya bhaktya, that bhakti inside, because he is committed to Krishna seriously, then praya pragalbhaya bhaktya, if he is committed to Krishna seriously, then vishayar nabhi bhuyade, that vishayam or sense objects cannot drag him down. This is the special protection Krishna is offering there. It is only very much concerned with bhakti. Only in bhakti this guarantee is there. Vadhyamana bhimal bhakta vishaye ajitendriya praya pragalbhaya bhaktya vishayar nabhi bhuyate. So in bhakti, even if one has, due to some circumstances or some accident, some sense enjoyment happens, even then Krishna says, in due course of time, he will come out of it. He won't get, he will not have to get affected by that, because praya pragalbhaya bhaktya. Bhakti is so powerful, Krishna says. The process is so powerful. So, praya pragalbhaya bhaktya vishaye nabhi bhuyade. Vishayam, sense objects, cannot touch him. Initially, there may be a little bit of problems, but as much as he advances in the process of bhakti, but this bhakti, you must remember, is the bhakti what Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about, is not the bhakti what we are used to. Srimad Bhagavatam's bhakti is different. First of all, remember this, Srimad Bhagavatam is a shastram in relationship with bhakti, isn't it? So bhakti shastram it is. But if you look at who is speaking this, it's the greatest jnani who is speaking this. Who? Sudev Goswami. So, a bhakti that is coming from the greatest jnani, Sudev Goswami, is quite different than the bhakti what we are all talking about. Sudev Goswami's bhakti is very much a part of the self-realization process. It's not... In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam's definition of bhakti is like that. That everywhere if you look, Bhagavatam will say the same thing, isn't it? If you remember earlier, Kavi Maharshi said the same thing, isn't it? Kavi talked about bhakti previously in the second chapter when we were talking about Kavi Maharshi's definition. What was the Kavi Maharshi's definition? Kavi says there that the dharman bhagavatam bhagavata dharmam. When he was talking about, he says, Manye kudaschil bhayamachudasya padam bujo upasana matra nityam udhigna buddhe asadalma bhaval vishwalmana yatra nivartadebhi. He started discussing about bhakti, exactly like the way Sudev Goswami is saying, Manye kudaschil bhayamachudasya. Such a person has no fear anymore. This is the symptom of a devotee. No more fear, no more anxiety about anything else in this world. And ultimately he said there that next personality, Hari Maharshi, says, സർവഭൂതേഷു യപ്പശേൽ ഭഗവത്ഭാവമാത്മന ഭൂതാനി ഭഗവതിയേഷ സവൈ ഭാഗവതോത്തമ. ദി ഫസ്റ്റ് ക്ലാസ് ഡിവോട്ടി ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ. സർവഭൂതേഷു യപ്പശേൽ ഭഗവത്ഭാവം ആത്മന, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി സിംപ്റ്റം ഓഫ് എ ഫസ്റ്റ് ക്ലാസ് ഡിവോട്ടി ഹു സീസ് കൃഷ്ണസ് പ്രസൻസ് ഇൻ എവറി ലിവിംഗ് എൻറ്റിറ്റി ആൻഡ് എവറി ലിവിംഗ് എൻറ്റിറ്റി ഈസ് ഇൻ കൃഷ്ണ, ഈസ് ഇൻ കൃഷ്ണ. ഭൂതാനി ഭഗവതി ആത്മന്യേഷ സവൈ ഭാഗവതോത്തമ. സോ ആഫ്റ്റർ saying that, Krishna is saying there that vadhyamano bhi malbhakta vishayai ajitendriya, in the verse 18, praya pragalbhaya bhaktiya vishayer nabhi bhuyate. So bhakti has been glorified. You will see in the Bhagavadam that the greatest jnani, among the jnanis is the greatest, who? Sukadeva Goswami, who we have seen that before, isn't it? In the beginning of the Bhagavadam itself says about Sukadeva Goswami that സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിദീർഷദാം സമന്തം സംസാരിണം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനും ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം. സുതഗോസ്വാമി പേസ് ഇസ് റെസ്പെക്ട്സ് ടു സ്പിരിച്വൽ മാസ്റ്റർ ലൈക്ക് ദിസ്, ഇസ്ന്നിൻ സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി സ്വാനുഭവമെങ്കിലും ശുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം. ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ഹിസ് കാരുണ്യം, ഹിസ് കമ്പാഷൻ ഫോർ ദി കണ്ടീഷൻ സോൾസ് ഓഫ് ദിസ് വേൾഡ്, സുഖദേവ ഗോസ്വാമി സ്പോക്ക് ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം. സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ, വാട്ട് പുരാണഗുഹ്യം, ദ ഓൾഡസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ദി ആൻഡ് മോസ്റ്റ് കോൺഫിഡൻഷ്യൽ നോളജ് ഓഫ് ദി ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം. തം വ്യാസസൂനു ഉപയാമി ഗുരു മുനീനാം. So, this Bhagavadam, which Sukadeva Goswami spoke, you will see in the Ekadasha Skandam, everything is glorified, but at the end, everything is brought and tied to bhakti. Tied to bhakti. So many things we have seen before, Krishna brings and tied to bhakti at the end. Then, yadhagni susamardha archi karotyedham si basmasad tadamad vishaya bhaktya udhavainam si krishnashaham. Says yatha agni susamardharchi, just like if you have fire burning and all the firewood you have put into that, karotedham si bhasmasal, in course of time everything gets burned in that fire, isn't it? Tada mad vishaya bhakti, similarly the kind of bhakti one who has practiced in the way Krishna has specified in the Bhagavadam, if one practices that bhakti, udhavai namsi krishnasha, everything, all his karma vasanas also, all his sinful reactions also gets burned in that bhakti. That is the power of bhakti, Krishna says. Same thing about jnani also Krishna says there, isn't it? And previously you have seen about the jnani's nature, that everything gets burned in that bhakti, Krishna says here. And what happens is, a devotee who has a lot of desires inside, after practicing Krishna consciousness or bhakti in the way Bhagavadam has spoken, in due course of time, all his desires leaves him. He doesn't have to leave them, they will leave him. Why? That is the power of bhakti. Bhakti will make him understand that all these things in this world is absolutely useless at the end without Krishna consciousness. So that realization will happen, and that is why he said that all there are the blocks in this world and pure devotion will develop in the heart. Na sadhayati mam yogo na sanghyam dharma udhava na swadhyayam tapasya tyagam yadha bhaktir mamo arjidaha. Krishna says yogam sanghyam dharmam swadhyayam, studying the Vedas, charity or tapas austerities, none of them can influence me like the way bhakti does. Bhakti is so powerful, Krishna says, it influences me very strongly. That's Krishna's certification for bhakti. Na sadhayati mam yogo na sanghyam dharma udhava na swadhyaya tapastyago ishta bhakti yadha bhaktir mamo arjidaha. Just like bhakti can do, none of the other things has that influence on me. Bhakti is strong position. Therefore, bhakti ahamekaya grahya shraddhayalma priyasadam bhakti punadi mannishta shobhaga abhisambhavad. ഭക്തിയാഹമേകയാ ഗ്രാഹ്യ ശ്രദ്ധയാത്മാ പ്രിയ സദാം ദാറ്റ് ഓൺലി ബൈ ഭക്തി കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് യു ക്യാൻ ക്യാച്ച് മൈ അറ്റൻഷൻ കൃഷ്ണസ് അറ്റൻഷൻ ഓൺലി ത്രൂ ഭക്തി ആൻഡ് ത്രൂ ദാറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ഐ ആം ദി ഒബ്ജക്ട് ഓഫ് ലവ് ഫോർ ദോസ് ഹു ആർ ഇൻ ദി റിയലൈസ്ഡ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ് and also they know me as their soul of everyone and therefore only through bhakti krishna says you can understand me as I am so bhaktyahame gaya grahya shraddhayaatma priya sadam bhakti punadi mannishta shobhakana bi sambhavan even if one by birth or by circumstances have fallen into a lower platform in this life due to the lower modes of nature or lower birth or association with the modes of nature whatever it may be even one has fallen to that state if he has bhakti krishna says that they will get purified at the end they'll come out of all that bhaktya bhakti punadi mannishtam then shobhagana bi sambhavan therefore even for a dog eater shobhaga means shobha means dog shobhaga means one who cooks the dog and eats them he is shobhaga So, Shobhagan Abhi Sambhavad, even such dog eaters can be purified by the power of Bhakti. Krishna values Bhakti to such a higher level. So, that is why prior to saying this Bhakti Krishna spoke before, the Bhakti that one has reached from the, or one has acquired through Salsangam, that Bhakti. Salsanga Sevaya Bhaktiya, Krishna says that before, isn't it? In the earlier chapter he mentioned that. Then here he says there that bhaktyaham ekaya grahya shraddhayaatma priya sadam bhakti punadi mannishta shobhagana bi sambhavat once it so happened that a brahmana somehow he had a weapon in his hand he has gone to cut some grass or some leaves something from a garden and it so happened by chance a cow attacked him and in that confrontation with the cow he threw the weapon and unfortunately hit the throat of the cow and the cow died so it is a very serious offense to happen in those days nowadays it's not offense it's more we are concerned about our nutrition isn't it so so therefore cow killing is very good but those days it was taken in that way that killing a cow means the most sinful thing, biggest sinful. And that too, if it happens from a brahmana side, if it happens, it's worse. So the brahmana did not know what to do. After this has happened, he was regretting over this and feeling terribly depressed about that. So he walked into an ashram. And in that ashram, somehow or the other, he went to see the Mahatma who lived in that ashram. He was away at that time. That Mahatma's disciple, he was present there. A young boy who was about 12 or 14 years old, he was at the ashram. Mahatma, due to some because he wanted to find out what is the prayaschitam for that, what atonement he has to perform to free himself from the sinful activity he has committed. So it was with that idea he went there, and when he went and saw this, what happened, unfortunately, because the Mahatma was in there, he saw the young boy there, 14 or 15 years old. So he inquired from him where the sage has gone. And the little young boy said that he has gone away for a few days and he won't be back for next 3 or 4 days. So, and he asked this Brahmana, what is the problem? Can I give you any help? Can I have any help to you? So the Brahmana said to him that a mistake has happened like this. It was not a deliberate thing. I didn't kill the cow deliberately, but during this cow attacked me, I was cutting the grass and cow attacked me somehow, and for my own security I threw this weapon away and unfortunately hit the cow's body, and the cow is dead since then. So feeling very disturbed over this, I've come here, what should I do now? So those days it was a system that Brahmanas were able to find a way of freeing themselves from the sinful activity they have committed, unknowingly though. Knowing though. So this little boy said, that is not a big thing, he says to the Brahmana. Chant the holy name of Ramachandra for 10 or 12 times, he said. That will relieve you from this. 12 times you chant the holy name. Saying this, and Brahmana left the ashram. He went away and chanted the holy name. He said, not 12 times, 12,000 times I am willing to chant, because it's disturbing me so much inside. That was the Brahmana's feeling. All these things were known to that Mahatma, although he was away, what happened in the ashram. So when he came back, his disciple, this young boy, Brahmachari, who was under training there, he didn't say anything about it, and this our Mahatma asked the Brahmachari, has anyone come here? So this boy told the whole story, what happened. So he asked him, what did you say to the Brahmana? He said, I told him to chant the Lord Rama's name, Ramchandra's name, 12 times, and that will relieve him from that. It is then that Mahatma told this Brahmachari, well, your faith is not so good in the holy name, that you have told him to chant 12 names. Where in the Shastram does it say like that? He said, those two letters of Ramachandra, if it's chanted properly once, is sufficient. So you go and take birth again as in the family of hunters, and that is how Valmiki was born. This is Valmiki's past history. Valmiki fell down from his birth as a Brahmachari boy in an ashram. He had to come and take birth again, and then he had to understand these two letters, Rama. So for that he had to write Ramayanam after that. These are all spoken. This I haven't seen in any book, but this is spoken very widely, this incident. So, Bhakti Punadi Mannishta Shobhaganabhi Sambhavad. Bhakti is such a powerful thing, capable of purifying a person. In the Bhagavad Gita also you will see there. Initially when Arjuna says to Krishna, Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ravasam Sthapaya Machyuta. Not knowing Krishna's position, Arjuna says to Krishna, park the chariot in between the two armies, isn't it? Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapaya Machyuta. And after hearing Bhagavad Gita, what did Arjuna say? Nashto Moha Smudralabdha Tulprasada Mayachyuta. That my illusion has gone, and I understood what my connection with you is, isn't it? What's my relationship with you is. So this happens. Nashtam moha smritir labdha. I have got back my smriti. In other words, I understand who I am, what's my duty. This realization has come to Arjuna. So in this way you will see bhakti is something very special. It's a very special thing. Bhaktyaham egaya grahya. Shraddhayalma priyasadam bhakti punadi mannishta shubhaganabhi sambhavad. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see in the 9th canto, just to stress the importance of bhakti, the whole story of Ambarish Maharaj is spoken, isn't it? Ambarish Maharaj, a king, a householder, not a sannyasi, not a sage, a king, a householder, he performs his sadhana, Dwadashi Aradhana it's called, one whole year in Madhuvanam, and at the end of that Durvasava Maharshi comes to see him, isn't it? Durvasava Maharshi comes to see him, and what happened, Durvasava Maharshi, when he came inside, Ambarish Maharaj was waiting for breaking the fast for the last Ekadashi of that whole year's Ekadashis. So Durvasava Maharshi, knowing very well that Ambarish Maharaj was waiting for to break the fast, he tells Ambarish that I'm going to bathe now in the river along with my disciples, and I'll come back, and after that you can break the fast. But Durvasava Maharshi went away, didn't come back on time, and the time was, the fixed time was running out. Ambarish Maharaj consulted the other sages present in the ashram and decided to take the charanamitam and break the fasting. When he did that, Durvasava Maharshi comes back and gets upset about that, that he has felt offended. And Durvasava Maharshi cursed Ambarish Maharaj, and Kritya was born at that time, isn't it? From his jada, from the matted hair, he pulled out a hair and stamped on the floor, and from that Kritya was born. And Kritya asked Kritya to go and swallow, eat Ambarish Maharaj. So it was then that Amrish Maharaj as a devotee prays to Krishna. Krishna comes for the protection of Amrish Maharaj. And in that, Krishna, Udruvasa Maharshi, Sudarshana Chakram came for the protection of Amrish Maharaj. So Sudarshana Chakram started following Durvasa Maharshi everywhere. He ran away to Brahmalokam, Kailasam, and eventually to Vaikuntham. It was then that Krishna says to Durvasa Maharshi, Aham Bhakta Paradhina. I am surrendered to a devotee. With a devotee, when you start disturbing my devotee, I cannot accept it. That so high is the way devotees are held by Krishna. So Krishna says to Durvasa Muni, the only thing I can suggest to you is that you should go back to Ambarish Maharaj and take his shelter. And that's what Durvasa Maharshi did later. He comes and surrenders to and apologizes to Ambarish Maharaj, and Ambarish Maharaj gave him all protection after that, isn't it? So all these pastimes mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam is only to tell us that bhakti Krishna considers as the thing that brings anyone closest to him. For a proper devotee, Krishna says that I offer him everything and I owe him everything. Everything I owe him. There is nothing Krishna keeps away from a devotee of that nature. Dharma satya dayo vedo vidyavata vasan vidaha mad bhaktya vedam almanam nasamyak prabhunadihi. One who has dharma satya daya abedo, satyam daya dharmam tapas, all of those things are there, vidyava, even the knowledge, but none of them without bhakti. You may have all the other things what's mentioned here. Dharmam, satyam, daya, vidya, tapas. All the qualities one may have, all these things. But mal bhaktya abedam almanam. In other words, one who has no bhakti, almanam, na samyak prabhunadihi. That his almanam, in other words, he will not get purified with all the other things, unless he has bhakti inside. So bhakti is what is given more stress than anything else. That's why in the Bhagavatam, Krishna will say, bhakti's position is such, in the end of Ekadasha Skandam also you will see this. In the end of Ekadasha Skandam also you will see the same thing Krishna is repeating, that there is nothing that dānam yajñam tapasya, all those things are there, but none of them can purify a person like bhakti. None of them can purify a person like bhakti. For example, dharmam, religious principles, satyam, truthfulness, daya, mercifulness, and vidya, knowledge of the shastram, tapasya, austerities. All these things does help, but it does not purify inside. Chittashuddhi won't happen because of that. Chittashuddhi won't happen because of that. In order that chittashuddhi to happen, bhakti is the only way. Bhakti is the only way. There is no other way. Through truthfulness, chittashuddhi won't happen. Through austerities, chittashuddhi won't happen. By being merciful to others, chittashuddhi won't happen. No other activities or other processes is capable of purifying inside like bhakti. That's why bhakti is linked very close to the chittashuddhi for purification inside. Mat bhaktya benam almanam na samyak prabhunadihi, na samyak prabhunadihi. None of them will purify him except bhakti. But whenever we talked about bhakti, we have to understand like the way Krishna talks about bhakti. Krishna's definition of bhakti we have seen, isn't it? In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna talks about that bhakti. What is that? That bhakti which one has reached through the process of practicing karmam, karma yogam, and cultivation of spiritual knowledge, eventually he reaches that state of bhakti, reaches the state of bhakti. Otherwise, other things, other bhakti, what we refer to here is we separating jnanam and karmam from that, that bhakti will not take us to that stage, not take us to that stage. That's why if you bring Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam together, you can see that. Katham vina roma harsham dravada chetasa vinaha vinanand ashrugalaya shuddhyed bhaktya vinashayaham. Krishna says, katham vina roma harsham dravada chetasa vinaham. Then when the roma harsham vina, when he is experiencing that ecstasy in himself, and his mind becomes very soft, he becomes very soft-hearted, then naturally he experiences all kinds of symptoms of this ecstatic experience, and the happiness inside, and all his sattvic activities will be in the mode of goodness. Sattugunam will increase considerably in him. Vina ananda ashru kalaya shuddhyet bhaktya vinashayaham. Ashrugalaya shuddhyet bhaktya vinashaya. Bhakti, when it is very, very pure, and when it is experienced by him in that way, ashrugalaya, automatically he will experience all kinds of, ashrugala means all the tears will come from his eyes. Tears will come from his eyes. Shuddhyet bhaktya vinashayaham. Why, what happens is, it purifies his inside, andhakaranam. Andhakaranam means the subtle body. Subtle body gets purified from all the vasanas. Vasanas inside are taken away. Vasanas inside are taken. That only bhakti can do. Only bhakti can do. And and how does that happen? Katham vina roma harsham dravada chetasa vina vinananda ashrugalaya shuddhel bhaktya vinashayaham. That pure bhakti, that's what is capable of doing that. When that pure devotion happens inside, the person gets all kinds of vasanas inside. Ragadvesham, everything gets taken away from inside. Vadgadgada dravadeyasya chittam yudatyabhishnam hasadikvajicha vilacha ulgayadi nartyadeja malbhakti yukto bhuvanam punati. Krishna says, one vad gadgada dravade yasya chittam. When a person who speaks at that time, his words are all, he starts, he gets, how do you say, the words gets, he cannot speak because his words are affected by the excitement of this bhakti inside. Dravade yasya chittam, and his subtle body, he starts, starts diluting because of this bhakti inside. Rudatyabhishnam hasadi kojicham. That sometimes, because the mind is so much melted away, therefore sometimes kojit hasadi, sometimes he is laughing without any control. Rudatyabhishnam hasadi kojicham vilacha ulgayadi nrityatecham. Sometimes he sings very happily, and very loudly he sings, and at the same time he dances. He is dancing also in that ecstasy. Mad bhakti yukto bhuvanam punati. That such a devotee who has a devotion of that stages, that he purifies the whole world. Krishna says he purifies the whole world. That is the valgadgada dravade yasya chittam rudatyabhishnam hasadi kojicha vilajjam ulgayadi nrityadeja malbhakti yukto bhuvanam punati. And chittadri bhavam uccher vabushijam ulagam harshabhashpam jahitva chittam shuddhye katham va kimu bahutapasa vidyaya vita bhaktehe tulghada sudas aswara siddhal siddhanj anasatama vari mrajyamanoyam alpa Chakshurva tattva sushpam vajadina dutada abhyastaya tarka kotya. What is the effect of a bhakti of that nature? He says here, chittardri bhavam uccher vabushija pulakam. Chittardri bhavam. Chittardri bhavam means that In that state, his mind is ardrada. It gets completely affected by the bhakti process. That chittadri bhavamuchir vapushija pulakam harsha bhashpam. That he experiences that ecstasy to such levels that harsha bhashpam, continuously he is, from his eyes, he is shedding the tears because of this state of consciousness he is in. Harsha bhashpam jahitva chittam shuddhye. The result of that, his inside is so pure. He is so pure inside. Chittam shuddhil katham va kimubhutabasa vidyaya vita bhakti. Though chittam shuddhi, there is nothing else which will purify inside in that state of bhakti. He is already so pure. But what to talk about? Kimu bahu tapasa vidyaya vida bhakti. A person who particularly executes a lot of austerities and penances, he will not get that purification like a devotee has. Like a devotee. This is a special Krishna's mercy to the devotee. A devotee who has surrendered to Krishna and taken complete shelter, Krishna says, and that when he reaches this state, what is mentioned here, chitta dri bhava mucche erva vushija pulagam harsha bhashpam jahitva chittam shuddhye elkadhamva. Inside he gets so purified, the purification is so high, chittam shuddhye elkadhamva kimu bahutapasa, that even if he performs loads of austerities, he won't get that purification from that. This is the strong position of the bhakti. And vidyaya vida bhakti, what chances he got to get that state, what he experiences through bhakti. Tuval ghada swada siddhanjana sadadam arim rajyamanam ayam alma chachurva tattva sushpam bhajadina tutada abhyasthaya tarka kotya. What he is saying is here, tuval ghada swadamam. Hearing about Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literature. From the Vedic literature. Tul gada swada siddhanjana satadam arim rujyamanam. What will happen is, if he continuously purify himself through Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, if he continuously purifies himself through Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, I am Alma, this soul, Chakshurva Tattva Sushpam Bhajadi Abhyasthaya Tarka Kotya. What will happen to him is that, little by little, he will start seeing the very subtle thing inside, which means what? The soul. He will start realizing what the soul is. This is an important thing, because we have also heard about soul, isn't it? We heard so much about the soul. But does he exist or not? We still have a lot of doubt inside. Isn't it? Whether the soul exists or not, we don't know about that. Shastram tells us, we read all that, we heard all these things, but why is it not coming and experiencing it? Krishna is saying here, Tulgada swada siddhanjana satada marim rajyamano yama alma chakshurvatattva soshmam bhajadit natutada abhyasthaya tarka kotyam. Abhyasthaya tarka kotya. Even if one study all the shastram, you won't reach that realization of the soul as through bhakti to that degree. That is how, even if many shastram, if you study very hard, still tadha natu tattva sushmam bhajadi. Tattva sushmam bhajadi, that sushma tattvam. So what is a sushma tattvam? Sushma tattvam means that the most subtle thing, the soul, the realization of the soul won't happen. Just like through the bhakti. That's why it says here, chakshurva tattva sushmam bhajadi natu tatha abhyasthaya tarka kotya. Kotya, many crores of Vedic literature if you study, and if you learn them, still Krishna says here that it is not possible to realize the soul like through the process of bhakti. So here there is something important, that all these things Krishna mentions here, katham vina romaharsham dravada chetasa vina vinananda ashrugalaya shuddhed bhaktya vinashaya. He says there, isn't it? So, in the verse 23, Krishna says, Kadham vina rama harsham, dravada chetasa vinaha, Vinanand Ashrugalaya Shudhil Bhaktya Vinashayaham. Then none of them, Krishna says here, that what happens to him, Ramaharsham, all his hair stands standing up. And Drevada Chedasa Vinaham, that his consciousness inside the mind is become so soft, diluted by that. Vinananda Shrukalaya Shuddhed Bhaktya Vinashayaham. That continuously he is shedding the tears from inside in that ecstatic feeling, experience of the realization of the soul. Shuddhed Bhaktya Vinashaya. That bhakti is capable of destroying all the other vasanas inside. After saying this, Krishna says, Vad Gadgada Dravadeyasya Chittam Rudhatya Vishnam Hasadi Kwajicha Vilaja Ulgayadi Nritya Deja Malbhakti Yukta Obhunam Punadi. Krishna says, Vad Gadgada Dravadeyasya Chittam. When he talks, he is mumbling, he is stammering because of the power of bhakti inside, his devotion, consciousness is such. While Gadgada Dravadeyasya Chittam, his chittam or the subtle body is in a state of, it is getting diluted. In other words, it's not any more solid like before. All the vasanas have left him. So the result was, Rudatya Vishnam Hasadi Kwajicha. Sometimes he simply laughs without any reason for the other people when they think that he has lost his mind. In other words, when he laughs like that, vilajja ulgaya dinritya deja, that sometimes he sings and dances freely without taking note of this world. Vilajja ulgaya dinritya deja madbhakti yukto bhuvanam punadi. One who has come to that state of bhakti, Krishna says, he purifies the whole world. Just like in the Bhagavadam you saw about the gopis, Krishna, the same thing is spoken, isn't it? Uddhava says there, Vande Nandavrajastrinam Padarenum Abhishnasa Abhishnashayasam Harigadod Gidam Punadi Bhuvanatrayam. Gopis have reached that state. That is why they were able to break all their connections with this world. Generally, for women who are family women, especially they had their husbands, children to care for, and parents at home, and they walked away from all that, isn't it, to go back to Krishna. So that is only possible in that state. That is the gopi state of consciousness is what they are talking about. When you study Srimad Bhagavatam, especially these chapters of the 10th canto from 29 to 33, you will see there about the gopi's state of consciousness. It discussed there. And they're saying that Vandenanda Vrajastrinam, Uddhava is talking about the gopis. Padarenum Abhishnasha Yasam Harigadod Gidam Punadi Bhuvanatrayam. That this Harigadod Gidam, how they glorified Krishna, the gopis have glorified Krishna, that purifies all the three worlds. It says there, isn't it? So the same thing here. Mad Bhakti Yukto Bhuvanam Punadi. That a devotee who has reached that state, his presence in this world is that he is doing my job. He is purifying this whole world by his presence. That's why Krishna is very fond of those devotees. So, vilajja mulgaya dinritya deja madbhakti yukto bhuvanam punadi. So, why does that happen? Because he has started realizing Krishna as the soul in everyone. That is the reason behind it. That when he started seeing Krishna as the soul of everyone, there is no more ragadvesham towards anybody. At the moment, because we see through the body as an individual, on a bodily level, we interact with other people, naturally ragadvesham does exist in everyone. But once we have known Krishna as the soul of everybody, he realizes that this is in all his external dealings with this world, his mind becomes very weak. He is no more any more particular about anything in this world. Those who are very very strong-minded or very particular about various things in this world, why is that? Because they are only seeing the external body of others, isn't it? They have no conception of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So that's why naturally a devotee is a more tolerant and a devotee is naturally more kind and compassionate to others for this reason only, that he is not seeing anymore another person purely on a bodily level. So that's why it said, Vilajamulgaidi Nrityadeja Malbhakti Yukto Bhuvanam Punadi. So naturally the strength of mind goes away because this mind itself is slowly disappears. Apart from that, and at the same time, and that is known as Ardrada, Dravade Yasya Chittam. That's what it means. Dravade Yasya Chittam means the Chittam, the strong mind and willpower, everything immediately starts disappearing. He is not particular about anything in this world because he knows that there is nothing much to be particular about in this world. So, note what else happens to him. He also feels about his ignorance, what he had before he realized this truth, his own stupidity. He comes to know about it, that how he has acted in this world previously, before realization of the self. And knowing about Krishna's appearance and Krishna's activities, he smiles. That Krishna's in strong presence in this world, he started seeing that and he started recognizing it, and that makes him smile. And at that point, he does not think about others very much because he knows that they are in that state of ignorance, that they are feeling the same thing. And Krishna says here, Vilajjamulgaidi Nrityadeja Malbhakti Yukto Bhuvanam Punati. Such a person, wherever he lives, Krishna says he purifies that whole place, a devotee of this nature. Yadhagnina Hemamalam Jahadi Madam Punasvam Bhajadeja Rupam Almaja Karmanishayam Vidhuya Malbhakti Yogena Bhajatyadhomam. Krishna says here, Yadhagnino Hemamalam Jahadi Madam Punasvam Bhajadeja Rupam. When you put gold into the fire, and if you heat it to a very high degree temperature, all the impurities in the gold get separated and it becomes pure. Similarly, Krishna says, Almaja Karmanishayam Vidhuya Madbhakti Yogena Bhajatyadho Mam. One who is serving Krishna, in other words, one who is devoted, who has become a devotee, he is serving Krishna in that way, eventually all his karma vasanas inside, they get destroyed, and inside is so purified, he said, that he becomes Almaja Karmanishayam Vidhiya Mad Bhakti Yogena Bhajatyadhomam. That all his karma grandhi, that means that karmic thinking inside, karmic nature inside, will go away from him, and he joins me. Krishna says he joins me. He realizes the self, in other words. So, Almaja Karmanishayam Vidhuya. Almaja Karmanishayam Vidhuya. The Atma means at that time is referring to the subtle body. Subtle body is relieved of all the karmanishayam, means karmavasana. Karmavasana is gone away from inside. Mad bhakti yogena, because of the practice of bhakti process, Krishna consciousness. It destroys everything and he joins me, Krishna says here. So, yadagnina hemamalam jahadi madam punasvam bhajadeja rupam almaja karmashayam Karmanishayam Vidhuya Madbhakti Yogena Bhajatyadhomam. So, in order to remove the impurities of the gold, you have to put the gold in the fire. If you keep on heating the gold, the pure gold comes out from that. Prior to that, because of the presence of the impurities, the gold is not shining as much as it shines when it is purified, isn't it? Similarly, our subtle body also, because there is so much impurities inside, in the form of different karma vasanas, those karma vasanas get purified, and with the power of bhakti, that happens exactly like the way the gold gets purified in the fire. In the same way, in that heat of bhakti, the karma vasanas all get burned inside, and the devotee becomes so pure. That's what Krishna is saying. Saying that, Krishna says one of the important thing. What is that? Yadha yadhalma parimrujyate sau matpunyakada shravana abhidhanehi తథాథా పశ్యది వస్తు సూక్ష్మం చక్షుద్దివై అంజన సంప్రయుక్తం యథాయథాత్మా పరిమృజ్యతే సౌ మల్పుణ్యకాథా శ్రవణాభిధానై. Wherever discussion is happening about Krishna, when one goes and listens about that, then what will happen to him? Tatha tatha pasyati vastu sushmam. That he will start eventually, his mind which is going external will pull out from that. That is the main thing what happens in the satsangam. The mind that is used to always looking outwardly, looking for happiness and enjoyment in this world, will stop that and will become serious about self-realization. In other words, that mind will start recognizing that there is a thing called a soul inside, it is something worthwhile inquiring about. This will happen. Not outside, inside. So, yadha yadha atma parimarjyade sau mal punya ghada shravana bhidhanehi. That if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, in the way Bhagavatam has spoken, we have to hear. Not some stories here and there. Bhagavatam, if you want to understand how to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that is spoken in the Bhagavatam itself. How to understand Bhagavatam, isn't it? Prithu Maharaj has mentioned that. If you remember that. Mahatvamandar mukhambuja achyuto vidhalsa karna idam eshame varaha. Bhagavatam says, Prithu Maharaj says this to four Kumaras. When Kumaras came to talk to Prithu Maharaj in the forest, they asked Prithu Maharaj to ask for any benediction. So at that point, Prithu Maharaj says, all I am asking is this one thing. What is that? Mahatvamandar mukhambuj achyuto vidhalsva karnayudam eshame varaha. That when these great devotees or great jnanis, when they speak about the truth, from their words, their realization comes through that. Isn't it? Mahatvamandar mukhatvan mukhambuj achyuto. It will fall from their lips. It will fall from their lips. When it falls from their lips, vidhalsva karna yudameshame varaha. Give me thousands and thousands of years. In other words, let every cell in my body is able to absorb that realization, what is coming from those great souls, great mahatmas, when they discuss about Krishna. So it is different than just hearing stories, isn't it? Stories listening is we just interested in the story. But Bhagavatam listening means that what Prithu Maharaj says here, Mahatvamandar mukhambuja chyuto vidhalsva karna ayudameshame vara. When self-realized souls who have understood what is Krishna, when they talk about Krishna, from their words, from their lips comes out, their realization comes through those words when it comes out. Those realizations will come out. And when those realization comes out, Prithu Maharaj says to Kumaras, give me all my cells in my body, let them all turn out to be an ear to take that realization inside. I can also experience that realization, what does mean, given by these great devotees. So, that is what it says here in this verse. Tatha tatha pasyati vastu sushmam. That when one hears about Krishna, yatha yathalpa parimrajyade sau, mal punya ghada shravana abhidhanehi. That you keep on hearing about Krishna from those great souls, great mahatmas, what will happen? Tatha tatha pasyati vastu sushmam. Step by step, as you keep on hearing, the mind which was going outwardly and looking for sense enjoyment in this world leaves everything and start going inward looking for the presence of the soul inside. That is that vastu sushmam, it says there. Vastu, here it's called vastu, you see. Krishna is called vastu here. Vastu means an object, isn't it? But that's how Krishna is addressed here. That object inside. Object is Krishna. Tatha tatha pasyati vastu sushmam. He will start realizing, and that is the most important thing, isn't it? Realization of the truth inside. Otherwise, whole lifetime you have engaged in so many activities, but at the end there is no realization. What is the profit? And you are saying at the end, I have done this, I have done that, I have done everything what I have been told, but nothing has happened. So that's no good. Now that's why Krishna is saying here, Ekadasha Skandam is like that. Yatha yathalpa parimrujyate sau mal punyaghada shravanabhidanehi. Just like when we have cataract in the olden days, the treatment for the cataract, they had a kind of a paste which was applied to the eyes in the old system. Now we have the cataract operations, isn't it? In the past, olden days, that is why they used to have a paste applied to the eyes. And that will remove that film in the front of the eyes, which causes the blur of the vision. So that's removed by that applying that the medicine what they had in the past. So yatha yadalma parimrujyate so malpunyagada shravanabhidhanehi. Constantly hearing about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, what will happen is this, that tatha tatha pashyati vastu sushmam, that sushma vastu, that extremely subtle thing inside the soul, chakshuddhivai anjana samprayuktam, it will start, we'll start seeing that exactly like the person with a cataract, when he medicine is applied over a long period of time, that blur in his vision goes away and his vision becomes more and more clear and he starts seeing things clearly. In the same way, we will also see the soul inside. That is what it says. That's what that verse is saying. So in other words, you can see one important point here. Bhakti, eventually, if it has to end up in self-realization of the soul. And realization of the soul is the path that Jnani is following. Isn't it? Jnani's process is also same thing. So, same time, bhakti leads into jnanam, leads to knowledge. Knowledge leads into bhakti as well. So they are not different, in other words. This is the important thing there. That Krishna is saying here, bhakti will eventually lead into self-realization. Self-realization will also lead to bhakti. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that, isn't it? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochadi na kankshadi sama sarveshu bhudeshu mad bhakte labhadim param. That parabhakti, what Bhagavad Gita is talking about, Krishna says that it happens after Aham Brahmasmi stage comes, then Brahma na shochadi na kankshadi, and also sama sarveshu bhudeshu, that equal vision has developed inside, and madbhaktim labhade param, parabhakti is there. So at that stage, bhakti and jnanam are together, they are same in that state. Madbhakti labhade param, he says there. It is not that often we misunderstand that, oh, jnanam is not necessary, my bhakti alone is sufficient. Bhakti and jnanam, it is difficult to separate it that way. Jnanam comes along with that bhakti. Automatically it is there for the devotee. And for a jnani also in that state, the devotion has to be there of that state. So, as much as this disease gets cured, of cataract gets cured, and he starts seeing things with more clarity, along with the increased devotion in the heart, same time, simultaneously, self-realization also builds up. Very strong. Surubha Jnanam. It's called Surubha Jnanam. Surubha Jnanam means the knowledge of the self. What is self is. In other words, Jnanam, Surubha Jnanam means the knowledge is not different from the bhakti at that stage. Yatha yadalma parimrujyate so malpunyagada shravanabhidhanehi tatha tatha pasyati vastu sushmam chakshuddhivai anjana samprayuktam. So, why it is said like that is that that the nature of bhakti, that simultaneously knowledge also comes along with that. Bhakti is like that. It's not that bhakti one practices, he will have no knowledge. No. If he is advancing in the path of bhakti, simultaneously the knowledge also has to go along with that. It comes together in a natural way. In a natural way. It's not that he has to, after becoming a first-class devotee, what Krishna says there, that we have seen before, that sarva bhudeshu yapashel bhagavad bhavam atmana bhudhani bhagavati esha savai bhagavadottama, which Hari Maharshi said as a first-class devotee. After reaching that stage, he doesn't have to go back and study shastram anymore. Why? Practically all the shastram is talking about in spirit, in the self-realization, that knowledge is already present in him and it is manifesting in him at that time. So there is no necessity for him. That jnanam or the knowledge associated with that is already present in him at the same time when he has reached that state of bhakti. But that is the state, as Hari Maharshi said, the three classes of devotees, isn't it? Three classes of devotees he spoke. So the first class devotees nature is what he mentioned, that sarvabhudeshu yapashyel bhagavad bhamalmana. He cannot see anything. Bhudani bhagavati esha savai bhagavadottama. It's only Krishna who is present everywhere, nothing else. The second class devotee, he mentioned about ishvareta adinyeshu balisheshu balisheshu disvatsucha, that one who discriminates there. By then discrimination has come to him. Premam, maitri, kripa, upeksha, yakarodisa madhyama. Madhyama, the second class devotee, is that devotee who starts discriminating between people. How is that discrimination? Discrimination is in that four different categories, isn't it? Premam, maitri, kripa, upeksha. In other words, to devotees, to Krishna, there is love for that second class devotee. He has love for Krishna. He has friendship to the devotees, maitri. Maitri to devotees. Kripa. Kripa means he has compassion or kindness to those who are ignorant, who doesn't know anything about it, who is just busy in this world. You feel mercy towards them. That is kripa. Premam, maitri, kripa. And then there are those who are very envious and who do not like Krishna consciousness, or they want to go against Krishna consciousness and give as much trouble as possible for the devotees. To them, indifference, distance. Premam, maitri, kripa, upeksha. A person in that level, yakaroti sa madhyama. He is a madhyama state. He is in the middle state. And then Krishna talked about Hari Maharshi mentioned about the third class devotee. What is that? Achayam eva haraye. For him, God exists only in the temple, in the deity room. He'll come there and he will pray there, whatever he wants. And others, they can all go to hell. It doesn't matter to him. So that is the third class devotee. So these three categories mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam is the same thing you will see. This classification is in the Ekadasha Skandam, Hari Maharshi puts it like this. Prakritam, Madhyamam, Athamam. They are all devotees. They are not devotees. They are all devotees. But this classification is there. Three classes. In Kapilam, in the third canto, in the Kapila Vasudeva, when he instructs Devahuti Devi, also divides devotees in these three categories. But the difference there is, Kapila Vasudeva says to Devahuti Devi, that in Sattugunam he will be a first class devotee, in Rajogunam he will act in a particular way, in Tamogunam he will act in a different way. How is that? In Sattugunam, because the knowledge is there behind it, he will understand that his duty is to serve Krishna. In other words, knowledge is accompanying him in Sattugunam. Sattval Sanjayate Jnanam. Knowledge is there in Sattugunam. Because the knowledge is there, the bhakti also of that similar nature, associated with that knowledge, which will be a different than the bhakti, what is spoken in the Rajogunam and Tamogunam. In Rajogunam, all that bhakti is for the show to the world that I am a great devotee. The world should recognize me. Honor, recognition and respect from the society, all these things are important there, in that Rajogunam bhakti. And their aishwaryam, that he will... Wherever there is recognition available, he will go and donate a lot of money or a lot of recognition he wants from the society in situations like that. So that is that bhakti in the Rajogunam. And then the third class devotee he mentions there in the Tamogunam, when he approaches Krishna only for his own satisfaction of his own ego, in other words, and wants to destroy his enemies, or wants to win the business dealings, whatever it is in this world, and they'll make contract with Krishna, if you give me this, I'll give this to you. All this. This you'll hear all the time, isn't it? So those three devotees, in Ekadasha Skandam, is spoken in this way. That's all. Three categories, Uttamam, Madhyamam, Athamam. Three, but they are all devotees. They're all devotees. So, but to understand this, Krishna is saying here that knowledge will only come in that state when a devotee has this sattval sanjayate jnanam, only when the sattugunam is there. In rajogunam and tamogunam, there is no knowledge. There is no knowledge at all. Absolutely no knowledge. Whereas in sattugunam, he is acting in knowledge. He is acting in knowledge. So, so therefore, bhakti in sattugunam leads to pure bhakti. Bhakti in sattugunam leads to pure bhakti. So that is what is discussed. It is only that bhakti actually discussed in the Bhagavadam. Bhagavadam does not discuss about rajoguna bhakti or tamoguna bhakti, because Krishna knows that we don't have to be told about it. That is plenty in this world, that bhakti in rajogunam and tamogunam. There is plenty of examples. No need for examples. So therefore it is not discussed at all in the Bhagavadam. Those who are in the bhakti in rajogunam and tamogunam. Whatever bhakti is spoken in the Bhagavadam is bhakti in the sattugunam. In sattugunam, what happens to a devotee? Then, and beyond, after that, after the sattugunam stage also what happens? Nirguna bhakti, which is called beyond the three modes of material nature. That is a higher state. But at least, Krishna says, one should endeavor to develop the bhakti in sattugunam. Bhakti in the sattugunam. And one should leave rajogunam and tamogunam as quickly as possible. Because if we continue to exist in rajogunam and tamogunam, it will take a very, very long time to come to sattugunam. To come to sattugunam. And then he says, Vishayandhyaya daschittam, Vishayeshu vishajjade, Mamanusmaradaschittam, Mayeva praviliyate. It is a famous verse in the Bhagavadam. Vishayandhyaya daschittam, Vishayeshu vishajjade, Mamanusmaradaschittam, Mayeva praviliyate. The nature of the mind is like this, isn't it? Vishayan dhyayadas chittam vishayeshu vishajade. Means, if the mind is absorbed in vishayam, in sense enjoyment, it will get absorbed in that. That is the nature of the mind. That means, it will get stuck in sense gratification and it will get firmly rooted in sense gratification. Vishayeshu vishajade. When vishayan dhyayadas chittam. Suppose the mind is absorbed in sense enjoyment. Suppose the mind is absorbed in sense enjoyment. What will happen is that sense enjoyment, thoughts of sense enjoyment, in some form, doesn't matter what form it is, it will very subtle level, it will start working inside. And the mind will get rooted in that. Very strongly rooted in that. That's what Krishna is saying there. Vishayan dhyayanas chittam vishayeshu vishajare. In vishayam, it will become firmly fixed up. Similarly, ma manusmaradas chittam mayeva praviliyade. Similarly, if the mind is absorbed in Krishna or absorbed in the soul, ma manusmaradas chittam mayeva praviliyade. Eventually, it will come and get stuck in me. That is a simple thing. It's a very important verse because Vishayan dhyayanas chittam vishayeshu vishajade. How does the mind get rooted in the sense gratification? Because of why? Dhyanam. Isn't it? Dhyanam is the reason behind it. Vishaya dhyanam it's called. Dhyanam means meditation. Any thoughts that has gone in, if our meditation is based on that thought becomes stronger. As I mentioned before, first it comes as a chittavritti, then it becomes as a samskaram, and samskaram will turn into vasana inside. Once it has become a vasana, then it will act. You can't do anything. You have lost the control. Vasana has got its own life then, isn't it? So, vishayan dhyayanas chittam vishayeshu vishajare. Once you have started the chittavritti, a thought has come inside about any kind of sense gratification in this world, doesn't matter what it is. Once the thought enters, then the meditation starts. Slowly, it will develop into a samskaram inside. You'll start thinking, oh, it's a nice thing to have it. Why not I have it? And then the meditation continues inside.
വിഷയേഷു വിഷജതേ ദാറ്റ് ബിക്കംസ് ഫേംലി റൂട്ടഡ് ഇൻസൈഡ് ബൈ നൗ ദാറ്റ് ഹാസ് ബിക്കം എ വാസന ഇൻസൈഡ് സോ മാം അനുസ്മരതശ്ചിത്തം അയ്യേവ പ്രവിളിയത കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ഇൻ ദ സിമിലർ വേ ഇഫ് യുവർ തോട്ട്സ് ആർ ഫിക്സ്ഡ് ഇൻ മീ വെൻ കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ദർ ബോത്ത് പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റീസ് ഇസ് കവേർഡ് ജ്ഞാനി ഈസ് കവേർഡ് ബിക്കോസ് ഈസ് തിങ്കിങ് അബൌട്ട് ദ സോൾ ഓർ ഇൻ ഫുള്ളി ഫിക്സ്ഡ് ഇൻ ദ സ്പിരിച്വൽ റിയലൈസേഷൻ സെൽഫ് റിയലൈസേഷൻ ഡിവോട്ട് ഈസ് കവേർഡ് ബിക്കോസ് ഡിവോട്ട് ഈസ് അബ്സോർബ്ഡ് ഇൻ കൃഷ്ണ കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി ഡസൻറ്റ് മാറ്റർ വിച്ച് വേ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇറ്റ്സ് എ സെയിം തിങ് സോ ദാറ്റ്സ് വൈ കൃഷ്ണ ഇസ് സെയിങ് മാം അനുസ്മരത ചിത്തം മൈ ഏവ പ്രവിളീയതേ ദാറ്റ് സിംപ്ലി തിങ്കിങ് അബൌട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ ഓർ ദ സോൾ ഇറ്റ് വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് അബ്സോർബ്ഡ് ഇൻ ദ സോൾ അറ്റ് ദി എൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് ഫിക്സ്ഡ് അപ്പ് ഇൻ ദി സോൾ ഇറ്റ് കനോട്ട് എസ്കേപ്പ് ഫ്രം ദയർ എക്സാക്ട്ലി ലൈക്ക് ദി സെൻസ് എൻജോയ്മെൻറ്റ് നൗ ഇൻ ദ ഭഗവത്ഗീത ഇഫ് യു ലുക്ക് ദ സെയിം തിങ് കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ദിയർ ഇസ് ഇൻ യം യം വാ വിസ്മരൻ ഭാവം ത്യജത്യന്തേ കലയപരം തം തം ഏവൈതി കൗന്ദേയ സദാ തദ്ഭാവ ഭാവിത ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് വേർഡ്സ് ഇൻ ദ ഭാഗവതം ലൈക്ക് ദിസ് യം യം വാ വിസ്മരൻ ഭാവം ത്യജത്യന്തേ കലയപരം ദാറ്റ് വട്ട് എവർ യു ആർ തിങ്കിങ് അറ്റ് ദ ടൈം ഓഫ് ഡെത്ത് ആൻഡ് ലീവ് യുവർ ബോഡി തം തം ഏവൈതി കൗന്ദേയ അർജുന ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ യുവർ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ബോഡി സദാ തദ്ഭാവ ഭാവിത ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് എ ബോഡി യു ഹാവ് ടു അക്സെപ്റ്റ് ഇൻ യുവർ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ലൈഫ് So, at the time of death, if such a thought has to happen, we have to look into what meditation we were doing for the rest of the life, isn't it? Because depending on the meditation what we are doing throughout our life, it is that meditation that eventually brings that thoughts at the time of death. That's one important thing. Yam yam vabhi smaran bhavam, whatever bhavam you had inside in smarana or in memory, തേജത്യന്തേ കളയഭരം വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ് തോട്ട്സ് വാട്ട് ഇഫ് യു ഗിവ് അപ്പ് യുവർ ബോഡി തം തം ഏവൈതി കൗന്ദേയ അക്കോർഡിംഗ്ലി ദി നെക്സ്റ്റ് ബോഡി ഈസ് അറേഞ്ച് സദാ തദ്ഭാവ ഭാവിത സോ ദ സെയിം തിങ് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് സെയിങ് ഹിയർ ദാറ്റ് വിഷയാൻ ധ്യായതശ്ചിത്തം വിഷയേഷു വിഷജതേ മാം അനുസ്മരതശ്ചിത്തം മയ്യേവ പ്രവിളീയതേ ദാറ്റ്സ് ഓൾ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ്സ് ദ സെയിം തിങ് ദ സെയിം മെസ്സേജ് സ്പോക്കൺ ഇൻ എ അനദർ വേ That's all. So here, when the chittam or the subtle body, when it becomes full of bliss, that state is called jnanam, isn't it? When it is fully blissful, when the self-realized state, when it is fully blissful, it is in the state of jnanam, full self-realized state. Then Krishna is saying here, one who worships me, one who surrenders to me through bhakti process, he will also reach the same state. It will not be different. But one who is engaged in the sense enjoyment or sense gratification, then his mind is absorbed in the sense enjoyment. Therefore, it says, Lubdhva dhanamayam vishwam kamuga kamini mayam narayanamayam dhira pashyandi jnana chakshusha. He says here, Lubdhva dhanamayam vishwam. According to our mentality or our mind, we will see the world in that way. Shastram says like that. Lubdhva dhanamayam vishwam. A person who is greedy for the money, he will see opportunity for making money everywhere. Wherever he goes, lubdhva dhanamayam vishwam. For him, the world is nothing but a place to make money. That's all he knows about it. Lubdhva dhanamayam vishwam. For him, money making is the only thing in life. Therefore, he will look everywhere where he can make money. That is Lubdhva Dhanamayam Vishwam. Then, Kamuga Kamini Mayam. A man who is looking for women, that's all he will find. The whole world is meant for that. Opposite way also, vice versa. So, Kamuga Kamini Mayam. And Narayana Mayam Dhira. One who is seeing Krishna everywhere, he is Dhira. Pashyandi Jnana Chakshusha. That Dhira, he is seeing from his Jnana Chakshusha, with his eyes of knowledge, which is the eyes of Jnana Chakshusha means, with the eyes of knowledge, he is seeing Narayana Paro Dhira, Narayana Mayo Dhira, that everything is Krishna in the rest of the, in the whole creation. So, depending on our vision, or according to our mind inside, we see the world. That's why we say that the world is inside the mind, because the mind decides what world we are seeing. The same world, everybody sees different ways, isn't it? A person who is after sense gratification, he will see that sense enjoyment, the whole world is meant for that. So same thing is here. Lubdha dhanamayam vishwam, one who is after money, he sees the whole world as an opportunity for making money. Kamuga kamini mayam, that one who is after women or the women who are after men, they will see that this world is only meant for that. And narayanamayam dhira, that the dhira, one who is realized state, he will see narayanamayam, it is only Krishna who is present there. Pashyandi jnana chakshusha, he is seeing everything with his eyes of knowledge. So according to our bhavana or according to our mind, our vision also changes. That is the nature of the mind. So similarly, Krishna says, Mam anusmaradas chittam eva pravliyade. One who is completely absorbed in Krishna eventually becomes that. Eventually becomes that. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the best example is Jadabharata's story. As you know, that Bharata Maharaj went to the forest, isn't it? Giving up all his kingdom and all other engagements, went to the forest for self-realization. After practicing spiritual life, suddenly he came into contact with this little baby deer, which you know in the story in the Bhagavatam, that in order to protect the deer, Bharata Maharaj left all his austerities, penances and spiritual activities and took to the service of this baby deer. With the result, what happened? Yamyam vavismaran bhavam tejatyande kalayabharam. That he had to leave his body, and while leaving the body, because of this intense meditation on this baby deer, how to protect the baby deer, how to feed the baby deer, dangers that the baby deer is going to have from others, these were the only thoughts going through his mind. Prarabdham was finished by then. He had to leave his body. So when he had to leave the body, because these thoughts were inside all the time, that was his meditation. As Krishna says here, Vishayeshu Vishajare, he had to accept the body of the deer in his next life. This is what has happened. Yamyam vavismaran bhavam tejatyande kalayabharam. So keeping that, you have to understand this verse, that whatever dhyanam means meditation, we have in this life, throughout the life, what we are meditating on, it is that dhyanam that will turn up at the end, at the time of death. Some people have this misunderstanding. Let me explain that, what it is. Some people are thinking, for the moment I am not dying, I have all other things I am doing. Maybe few days or few hours before, I'll get all my god brothers, god sisters around me, and they will chant the holy name, or they'll make a kirtan, and naturally I'll be thinking about Krishna at that time, so I will naturally go back to Krishna in that way. But Bhagavatam doesn't completely support with that principle, because this is not a get out clause. There is no get out clause in this. The only clause is this. It says there, whatever thoughts you have, whole life you are living in this world, because there is thoughts in everybody's mind, and that thoughts is not centered around Krishna. It is all centered around sense gratification, isn't it? It's all centered around sense gratification. And Krishna has clearly told us what is expected of us in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We will hear all that and then we'll do what we like. These are us. We are like that, isn't it? We'll do what we like at the end. We will not accept anything what Krishna says. Always resistance inside. Why should I do that? Why shouldn't I do like this? And still I am serving Krishna. You'll find some clause to go in that direction. So Krishna is saying here, that kind of meditation will not help at the end, because this cleverness, tactics, techniques, cunningness, whatever we call it, all these things will not work in spiritual life. This is the first and foremost principle to understand. That you may be so intelligent, you may be so clever, you may be anything in this world. When it comes to spiritual life, we have to just leave them behind and accept what Krishna is saying there. Because otherwise, Krishna says it's a long haul. It's going to be a very, very long haul. And that long haul, there is no end to it. It could go for very long. So that's why it's saying here that these principles, Krishna says, what is your meditation in this life at this moment in time? Whatever that meditation is, if that meditation is centered around all the sense enjoyment in this world, naturally that will be the meditation at the time of death. There is no question about that. So Krishna says, those who are serious, and the example in the Bhagavatam is Bharat Maharaj's story. Bharat Maharaj gave up everything, kingdom, family life, everything, and went to the forest for self-realization. And there, due to some prarabdha vasana, he got dragged into this loving this baby deer, fell into some connection with that baby deer. The result was that suddenly he started finding excuses himself. Why should I not look after the baby deer? Bhagavatam commentators are saying, at the best, what he should have done is that he should have just taken it out of the water and left it on the ground and left it there and finished with it. But what did he do? He thought that I have to feed this baby deer. Why did the baby deer come in the same stream where I am sitting in that way? Is it not Krishna's arrangement that it has to happen like this? So he started immediately giving his own commentary on that. He started commenting on this particular thing and started thinking like this. So he took out it and instead of leaving it, started looking after that baby. Then he started feeling that, is it not my duty to bring up the child, this baby? Somebody else will not kill the baby and eat this baby deer. And will, because the baby has no mother, I have to act as the role of the mother and the father. All these things. So things like that. Who is doing all this? The mind is saying this. Mind is finding ways how to get out of it. And with all that things, what happened to him? He got attached to that baby deer. All the time was spent on looking after the baby deer. And at the last minute, by the time Prarabdham was over, Bharata Maharaj's Prarabdham was finished, he had to leave the body. So when he has to leave the body, these thoughts of the deer were still very strongly inside. Yadha yadalpa parimrjyade sau malpunyaghada shravanabhidhanehi tatha tada pasyadi vastu sushpam chashuddhi vai anjanasam prayuktam. That Bharata Maharaj did not see that vastu sushpam inside. And the result of that was that he had to accept the body of a deer. But because he has executed a certain Krishna consciousness in this life also, Krishna rewarded him with that. Even in that dear body, he remembered about his past life. That was a special concession given to Bharat Maharaj. But that concession may not be available to us. You don't have to take it that, okay, I'll go as a deer for some time and then, or a tiger or an elephant, but Krishna will come back and remind me. All that may not happen because we are not in that state of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, austerities and penances are far more than, and he is the son of Maharaj Rishabhadev. Rishabhadev's instructions are in him. Only due to some unfortunate prarabdha vasana that he had to fall into that state. But we are not in that category. We are smarter than Bharat Maharaj in cheating Krishna, isn't it? We know how to deal with Krishna with all our duplicity and hypocrisy inside. So as long as this duplicity goes on, Krishna says, at the time of death, all you have been meditating on your whole life, I'll bring it in front of you and present it to you like a certificate. You can keep thinking and leave this body. So that's what it is. Vishayandhyayadaschittam vishayeshu vishajjane mamanusmaradaschittam mayeva praviliyate. Krishna says, if you have not committed to spiritual life and realizing the truth, there is nothing I can do about it. There's nothing about that. At the last minute, thinking that there is a clause there that somebody will dare come and present it to you, the correct way to think, that may not happen. So that is why it says like that. Tasmad asadabhidhyanam yatha sopna manoradham hitva mai samadhalsva mano madbhava bhavidam. So he says here, tasmad asadabhidhyanam yatha sopna manoradham. Simply absorbed in this world, in thinking, engaging in all kinds of thoughts, mind and the dreams, you start building up. The mind gets stronger. When the mind gets stronger, the dreams get stronger, isn't it? Because the Jagral, Swapnam, Sushupti. In Swapnam state, in the dream state, the most powerful thing is the mind. Most powerful thing is the mind. So, because of that, the dream state will increase. The dream state will increase. And if we keep on absorbing our attention on all other sense enjoyment and sense gratification in this world, although they are not real, we'll start experiencing as though they are real. That is why we feel a reality in this world for everything. We feel certain reality in this world. So Krishna says, Tasman asadabhidhyanam yatha svapna manoratham. Asadabhidhyanam means things asad. They are all asad. Material world is asad, isn't it? Body is asad. Mind is asad. Intelligence is asad. False ego is asad. Only sat is the soul. Krishna says, Tasmad asadabhidhyanam. Therefore, this dhyanam or meditation on the asad is, which is causing svapna manoratham, which creates the dreams and dreams, one after the dream state inside, hitwa, give up that. And mai samadhalswa, absorb in me. When Krishna says absorb in me, means absorb in Krishna from the devotee's point of view, from Jnani's point of view, absorb in the soul. That's all the difference is. Mai samadhalswa mano madbhava bhavidam. The result of that was, you will reach me. You will reach that state of the self-realization, in other words. So, Krishna has only one thing to tell us. That self-realization is the only goal in life. There is no other goal in this life. And this body has been given to us for this purpose. And to give up all our other activities and engage in self-realization is what is expected of us. And that is what Bhagavad Gita is telling us, Bhagavatam is telling us. If one finds all excuses not to do it and find all other ways and means to avoid it, Krishna says, for him, he has to have the problem at the time of death. Tasman asada vidhyanam yadha svapnamano radham hitwa mai samadhalswa mano madbhava bhavidam. He says, get fixed up in me. For the jnani, get fixed up in the soul or super soul inside. For the devotee, fixed up in Krishna. It says, madha sada mano madbhava bhavidam. Once that happens, when we say madbhava bhavidam, means we may misunderstand that I'm just looking at Krishna's form and getting that. No, Krishna's position, Krishna explains that, isn't it? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to us, ajo bisannavyayalpam bhutanam ishvaro bisan prakritim swam adhishtaya sambhavam alpamayaya. Krishna says there very clearly who he is. So knowing Krishna in that way and absorbing in Krishna, that is important. Ajobisan avayatma. He is Ajan, who has no birth. Avayatma, who is present in everyone as a soul. Bhutanam Ishwarobisan is the super soul of everybody. Prakritim Swam Adhishtaya. And he is Adhishtanam, is the Prakriti, material nature. Sambhavami Almamaya. So, in all these things, Krishna has spoken very, very strongly about the influence of bhakti, about the power of bhakti. After saying this, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what you find is, Krishna is now going to talk about what are the problems in getting the mind fixed in bhakti. Getting the mind fixed in bhakti. And after that, Krishna will talk about how to get the mind fixed in bhakti. First, he will talk about the impediments or the obstacles in realizing Krishna, in the obstacles that comes in fixing the mind on bhakti. And what actually happens to us, what is actually driving us in this world not to get attracted by Krishna. That's what the first thing. And secondly, after that, Krishna will say that what is the way to get absorbed in that meditation, dhyanam. That will come later after this. So we'll stop there. Today we have to finish, I'm told, by 7 o'clock. The other people are there, it seems. So we'll start next Sunday. We'll start at same 4:30. Every Sunday we'll start from 4:30 and see how it goes. Okay? All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
ശ്രീല പ്രഭുവിക്കി ശ്രീല പ്രഭുവാദകി.